CBD, you hear a lot about that. A lot of people selling CBD oil, touting its benefits for mental and physical health. But how safe is it? New report tells us how safe it is or maybe isn't. Joining us right now from the National Consumer League, Executive Director of that organization, Sally Greenberg. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
So there's a new report out about CBD. Tell us a little bit about this report and what it shows us about this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, as you said, CBD has really exploded onto the marketplace, and it's largely unregulated. There's no real testing regimen for the CBD products, and yet we find them in foods, in beverages, in candy. I know my pet store has been peddling CBD products to me. But, you know, there's really no testing or third party looking at what's in these CBD products. And so we are sending, as the National Consumer League, we're sending warnings out to consumers. Let the buyer beware. Because what we have found, there's been a number of studies, but one of the scariest is that the top 240 selling CBD products had 70% of those products contain really scary substances like lead, arsenic, herbicides, pesticides, and toxic mold. And that's because nobody's really checking what's in these products. In fact, when the Medical Association tested them, 7 out of 10 CBD products they found were inaccurately labeled. And we've done some consumer polling, and what we found is that despite what people may think about regulation, 83% of consumers that we talked to said they want the FDA to come in and regulate these products and make sure they're accurately labeled and that they have good manufacturing processes that won't put consumers at risk.
How is it that the FDA isn't regulating this? I guess I'm a naive consumer. I assume if it's for sale, you know, on a store shelf, it must be safe. Why is the FDA not already regulating CBD?
Well, guess what? You're right in there with everyone else.
Yeah.
The American public has the sense that if anything's on the shelf, someone has checked out that product
sure.
to make sure that what's on the label is actually what's in the product and that it's safe for use. But no, it doesn't work like that. And that's where organizations like mine come in
right.
and say, wait a second, consumers, slow down. These products have not been tested. And in fact, last week, the FDA came out with a report. We've been pushing them really hard to regulate in this space. They came out with a report because Congress asked them to report on what's going on with CBD. And they said, we cannot say that these products are given the designation that they give products that they look at. And the designation is generally regarded as safe. They said, we cannot say these products are regarded as safe, which to us is a big red flag and a warning that it's unregulated, untested. And you know, the effects of CBD are what the FDA said was there are liver toxicity issues. There's male reproductive potential damage issues. And a myriad of other concerns that the FDA raised, and yet we are just being bombarded with these products in our grocery stores, in these specialty stores, in drug stores, without really knowing what we're getting. So again, let the buyer beware, and what we're saying is steer clear of these products because they really are not ready for prime time.
To be fair, I have friends that have, you know, been touting the benefits of CBD. They say they've used them. It helps them. It you know, relieves their headaches and their anxiety and all kinds of things like that. So, I mean, there obviously are some benefits there, but you're saying that the negative aspects may far outweigh the benefits.
Well, you know, there is one approved CBD product that went through the very rigorous gold standard FDA clinical trial process, and it's used for a very rare epilepsy condition in children. That is the only product that has been tested. So I guess what we're saying is, yes, CBD may have some therapeutic benefits, but certainly not all of these claims that are being made. In fact, some very irresponsible and dangerous claims, like that it cures or treats epilepsy without having gone through the FDA process, that it cures or treats Parkinson's or cancer or HIV. That has raised serious red flags at the FDA, and they've sent out at least 70, 80 warning letters to companies making claims that are unsubstantiated. Now, to your point about people who swear by it, you know, the placebo effect is very powerful among patients and consumers. We know that, you know, oh, this stuff is really working. Nothing has worked before. It's possible that CBD and some CBD products could be helping some people. The problem is, they haven't been tested, and we can't say for sure what is or isn't helping. So not only do you have some dangerous potential for these CBD products, but you know, as consumers, you're throwing your money away because the vast majority of these products probably have very little therapeutic value.
Sally, as a consumer, how do I know that a product has been approved by the FDA? When I go and I see something on a store shelf, how do I know that it's safe?
I hate to tell you this, but nothing has been approved by the FDA on the store shelf.
Yeah.
There's not a single thing that's gone through that. And not only that, you know, there's something called good manufacturing processes. That is, the GMP is something that all products that are approved by the FDA have to live up to that standard. These products do not meet that standard. So we do have a website. It's the number 4. Safe, S-A-F-E, CBD.org. Take a look there, and you'll see some of our findings on these products. And you know, what we say is, you know, let the buyer beware. If you're using a lot of CBD products, they have a cumulative effect. There's, as I said, liver toxicity, other downside health benefits, and we are saying until the FDA comes in and requires these companies to live up to generally regarded as safe standard and good manufacturing practices, steer clear of them because you really don't know what you're getting.
All right. Good advice. Sally, we appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.